All right, Colossians 2:15. Let me get there. I want to read this. It says, having what? And power. He made what? Having spoiled. What? Principalities and power. He made a show of them, triumphing over them in it. Now, what is he saying? These principalities and powers has been dethroned. Listen to the passion. Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all these powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon. All right? Did you hear that? How many weapons? Every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power. How much he stripped away? Their weapons and all their spiritual authority and power. Are you hearing? Power. To accuse us, and by the power of the cross, Jesus. See, they cannot accuse you of anything and make it stick. When you walk in the light of the word, but he will accuse you. But he can't do it and make it stick because of the blood. And so he was doing to you and lying behind the scene and having you dancing to his music. Now your eyes come up. You can't accuse me of anything. You can't accuse me. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoner. Prisoner don't get out and control people. They'll control themselves. Several of y'all been up to the correction center. What happened? Did those people in there just get out and go where they want to go? No, they're under control. They are doing what those people in charge tell them to do, right? Jesus said, I led them around as prisoners. Huh? I led them around as prisoners in possession of triumph. How did he lead them? I led them in possession of triumph I did it, they know it, that I have triumphed over them, and they cannot rule me nor my body. They know that I have triumphed. If Jesus has triumphed over the devil, so have you. Say this with me, me too. If Jesus did it, me too. Why? Because we are his body. And whatever he has, we have it. He was not their prisoner, they was his. If they were his, they still his prisoner. Because Satan have never been able to rise to victory over this blood-sworn covenant that we have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So let me close with this. Hallelujah. So that's why we can give a shout out. Thanks be to God Thanks be unto God. You can say that, and I mean, see, Satan will have you crying and bawling and shaking and trembling and all upset, but you will rise up in your righteous indignation. Amen. And shout out in the midst of your toughest trial, thanks be to God who always calls me to triumph. I am more than a conqueror. Greater he that is in me than he that is in the world. What are you doing? I'm stirring my spiritual indignation. I'm stirring myself up on the inside. I'm telling my spirit man, stand up on the inside. I am not a victim. I'm the victor. You know what you're doing, devil? You're getting your little junk and your filth and your garbage, and you're getting out of here. You're not coming in my life. You're not coming in my house. You're not coming on my property. You're not coming here. It's contaminating this stuff. You take it and you get in Jesus' name. So, y'all remind me, because I figured it was going to happen, but we are going to get to some things. Praise be to God. Those areas in your life, in my life, that we've been having problem with and hadn't been dealt with, going to get. We're going to rise up and do way more than we've been doing in the past. Thank God for what we have already accomplished, but there's so much more. What are we doing? Getting rid of the weights, the hindrance. Satan don't have any right to accuse you of anything. Did you hear what I said? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.